The Gemara on the top of Daf Gimel Aleph is discussing the din of Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva holds that Eidim Zayim are not Meshama on Pi Atzmon, and the Gemara explains because it's a Knas. Why is it a Knas? The Gemara says on Bezim Abayz on the bottom, my time of Rabbi Kiva, Kasavar Knasu, Knasu Meshama Pi Atzmon. And why is it a Knas? Amar Rabba, Tedo Shreila, Osu Maisa Meshama. They didn't do anything and they're paying money. So you see, it must be a Knas. Amar Nachman, Tedo Shreila, Mamun, Rabbi Meshama. The Mamun is by the Bible and they're Meshama. And the Gemara says, my new, the Osu Maisa, Hanad Rabba, Eim of Chenam Nachman. So it's the same aside that they didn't do anything. And yet they have to pay money, so obviously this is a getter of a knas, and a knas is not Meshama Pi Atzmon. But it's before that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Kiva, and they hold you are Meshama Pi Atzmon. So what's the pshat in that? Why is it not a knas? Imagine you're paying something and then take away the Chayra and the Chachnas Golden Mizav. What would be the beer why the Chacham hold that this is not a knas? And I was thinking that maybe it could be Mazel Leis Al Pi, aside from Abachanan. Abachanan says in Ksubis that the pshat in the Einish of Hazama is not the pshat that the that it's just an Einish Baalma. You wanted to do something to them, therefore we say that you have to pay whatever you wanted to do to them. But the pshat is that you were mechayev a certain psak din on the nidin and on these edim and on the whatever you want to be mechayev it on. And now it comes out that you were resuming, you were lying. So the Torah says that that psak din can't just be bilavatala, nothing happened to it. That psak din that you wanted to be mechayev on him is now going to go back on you. That will now become your psak din. So it's like you're yarshing that psak din that you wanted to put on the nidan. So not just an einish balma, but you are getting that psak din, that whatever that was nigma dina to happen to him now goes back on you. So for that, maybe there's a makam to say that being that on him, when there was nigma dina on him, it was mammon, it was not a knas, because the fee the edus is what he should pay. So the shame of the gmar din is mammon, not knas. And now they yarshin it, now it goes back in the edom. They're taking the gmar din, which is mammon. So what they're taking is considered mammon, not knas, even though they didn't do anything, but they created such a gmar din, now it goes back in them. So we view it as mammon, because they're yarshin whatever they want to give to him, and being that by him it was mammon, by them it would be mammon as well. And I looked up in Rabbi Chanan over there in Iskuf Ches and Ksubis, and the imam seems to say this, that this could be the beer in Chachamim. He says, "Lefi an almavur, then chiluv mitzan atzam meshuchim v'shal nida neifal alein mekemen she'etz al nida hayamam v'lo knas tafilu rotzul lechayv knas mekamakam la'achik mardin kvar hu mamon mimel gam etzam havi mamon." The thing that they wanted to be mechayv him mamon, now they're just getting that mardin by them, so that hasn't been a mamon and not knas. That could be the beer in the shitas Chachamim.